We're live at Monroe City High School here at Lankford Field, Monroe City, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Just under 20 minutes before kickoff in a battle of the undefeateds as the Macon Tigers come in at 3-0 and Monroe City at 3-0 themselves. Also ranked number 3 in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Appreciate everyone tuning in on this Friday night for some Week 4 football action on regional radio. We got a fun one for you, as we mentioned, two undefeated teams going up against each other in Macon and Monroe City. This is a not a storied rivalry, but certainly a rivalry. These two teams have played every year for the past decade or so. We saw that 2016 game go into two overtimes. Macon won that one. In fact, Macon is 7-1 against Monroe City in the last 8 years that they have played each other. That one loss coming last year en route for Monroe City in their undefeated season, as they won the Class 1 state title. So it really has been all Macon in this matchup for the past decade, but Monroe City looking to make it 2 in a row tonight. Macon looking to make it to 4-0, same with Monroe City. So we should be in for some good football. Nash Waller, the quarterback for this Macon Tigers team, a very senior-heavy backfield for the Tigers in Nash Waller, that 6'1", 190-pound senior quarterback behind him. In the backfield at running back will be the 5'8 senior Kevin Edwards, coming in with almost 300 yards for the season. He had a multitude of 100-yard rushes last season, including a 363-yard game against Brookfield. So he is going to be someone to watch out for. Macon certainly can be pass happy if they want to, with Nash Waller at the helm. On the flip side, for Monroe City, certainly no one would probably call them a pass happy team. They are about as run heavy as you can get for a football team. Blake Hayes, their senior quarterback, has only thrown the ball 10 times in 3 games this season. Behind him in the backfield will be Zach Osborne, the 5'9 senior, already 5 touchdowns on the year. The fullback, Keenan Batzel, wearing number 42 tonight. He stands at 5'10, 180 pounds as a junior. He's also got 4 touchdowns under his belt this year. Those are the kind of that dynamic duo of this Monroe City backfield. And that is going to be something, as I talked to Pete Klass ahead of this matchup, he said they are very concerned. They're going to be worried, and they're going to be focused on that backfield of Zach Osborne and Keenan Batzel. Speaking of coaches' conversations, I was able to talk to both head coach Pete Klass in his 16th year at Macon and David Kirby as well. So we'll be able to hear from both of those coaches coming up after the quick break. But I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Conagra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm Insurance agent. We'll take a break. You'll hear from both coaches, play the national anthem, and we come back. We'll have kickoff on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
To have those returning starters on the offensive side of the ball and for them to have such good chemistry.
No, it's fantastic. You know, I mentioned to one of our coaches back in early camp in August and said, boy, this has been a lot easier install than it normally is, just because, you know, there's so many seniors out there. They already know the system, and, you know, it's their third or fourth time through it, so they could just about coach it as well as I could.
Talking with Pete Klass, head football coach at Macon, ahead of their matchup against Monroe City, and your last two games shut out your opponents. How do you feel on the defensive side of the ball?
We're getting better every week, we feel. Week one, we were a little disappointed with our performance late in that game, in the fourth quarter particularly, and we emphasized that. And our kids have responded, and I think we're improving each week.
And taking a look at Monroe City, of course, a run-heavy team, how do you prepare the defense for something like that, for a team that you know is mostly going to run the ball, but consistently they do it so well?
No, they're very consistent, and they do what they do very well. You're exactly right, and it's very difficult to emulate that in practice as well. But certainly we've talked to our kids a lot about being disciplined and make sure they don't try and do too much against some fantastic athletes that they're going to see. We want to make sure that all 11 guys are in their spots doing their job, and if all 11 do their job, that's all we can ask. But the thing about Monroe City's offense, if you have that one guy who thinks he's got to do something extra special, he'll get himself out of position, and that's the only crease they need to go the distance, as much speed as they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, and talking about that Monroe City defense now, they have not given up a point this season. And obviously knowing you're going to have a tough battle offensively going into this game, do you take a look at maybe changing up a little things on the offensive side, or continue with the game plan that has brought success so far this year?
Well, I think we'll continue with what we've done so far. I mean, certainly we've got some things that we haven't shown yet that we've been working on that you know, hopefully will help us out. But, you know, we're going to change a whole bunch for this week, you know, just a few wrinkles here and there. But their defense is phenomenal. I mean, obviously not giving up any points. And they're good at all three levels. Their defensive line's athletic and aggressive. Their linebackers, they've got a lot of, you know, blitz game that they play. And, of course, the DBs, there's so much speed back there, it's very difficult to get open.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a fun matchup. Macon and Monroe City head football coach for the Macon Tigers, Pete Klass. Thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
All right, thank you.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing the Monroe City Macon football matchup, talking with Monroe City head coach David Kirby. And coach, let's get down to the defense talk first, because taking a look at the last three games, 0 points given up so far this season. What's kind of been the keys to the defensive success so far this year?
I think one of the big keys is we have a lot of returning starters on defense. They understand the philosophy that our coaches have really coached them up on, and they're playing much faster, getting to the ball with some authority and just being aggressive and fast, and it's really helped us out a lot.
Focusing again on that defense, obviously Macon coming into this game, a solid passing team, maybe passing a little bit more than the last three teams that you've seen. How does you prepare differently for something like a team like Macon, who does rely a lot on the passing game?
Well, the big focus, and we do it at week in and week out, we try to stop the run first. So, you know, if we can do that, that would be great. And then as far as the passing go, our defensive backs and our linebackers understand where their drops are and what their attention to detail has to be in certain alignments and formations that Macon will present. So we just focus on that. We try to focus on our technique a lot during practice and really help us out. You know, once we get into the game, they're going to fall back on that training, and hopefully we've trained them well enough that they'll go out and put themselves in the right spots to make plays.
Talking with Monroe City head football coach David Kirby ahead of their matchup against Macon. And on the offensive side of the ball, how are you feeling offensively heading into this game?
I feel that we're starting to improve a little bit more than what we have been in the past. The kids are becoming much more assignment sound on offense, and that's really the key. If they know the rules, they're going to be able to follow them, and we've just been going back through that, trying not to get too far from the basics, working on first steps, knowing who you're supposed to be blocking and getting there very fast and physical, and hopefully we can continue to do that and continue to improve as the season moves forward.
Now, as you mentioned, to start this interview, you do have a good amount of returning players and people who know your system. How much does that help you as a coach when you're coaching them up? Does it allow you to kind of go deeper into coaching them than you would with maybe a younger team where you're focusing a lot more on basics and strategy?
Absolutely. You know, the kids that we've got, a lot of those kids have been multiple-year starters, so they understand what the basics of our offense and defense are, and so we've been very blessed to be able to throw a lot more things at them. You know, defensively, we can throw in different coverages, different matchups, different fronts, and those kids really pick it up offensively. We can, you know, add some wrinkles to our playbook that we already have, and it allows the kids to, you know, just go out and know that, hey, we've got the basic stuff in, this is our philosophy, and we can add a wrinkle or two here and there, and they really respond well to that.
Final question for you as we do look forward to this game, and I know you hit on some of these points earlier talking about the defense, but in general, what are going to be some keys for your team to get its fourth win of the season this year against Macon?
We're going to have to play very aggressive on defense and make sure that we're aligning ourselves in the proper alignment and tackling well. Offensively, you know, we have to block very well. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it comes down to blocking and tackling, and if we can block very well and we can tackle very well, then we'll put ourselves in a position to be successful on Friday night.
All right, Monroe City head football coach David Kirby. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
Hey, thank you guys.
We're back here at Monroe City High School, Langford Field, Monroe City, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Glory 97 Central, moinfo.com. We have just about 2 minutes until kickoff here on Regional Radio, going through some of the starters for both teams. On the Macon side, we talked about him a little bit on the pregame. Nash Waller, the 6'1 senior, will be the quarterback for the Tigers. Kevin Edwards and Dominic Mitchell will be the running backs. On the receiving end, Kendrick Waddle and Garrett Blaze will be the receivers for the Macon Tigers. On the Monroe City side, Blake Hayes will be their starting quarterback. He comes in 2 for 10 on the year passing-wise. He really does not pass the ball much, 73 yards. But he does carry it quite a bit, 9 carries this year, 88 yards, and a touchdown. Starting behind him, running back, Zach Osborne, the senior, 263 yards on the year. Keenan Batzel at 5'10". He will also be behind Blake Hayes, getting some of the handoffs at fullback. Some of the receivers, you'll have Gage Bottoms as well, get some touches along with Antoine Battle and Lance Williams. It's kind of a mix between running and passing for this Monroe City team as they come out of the locker room, a Monroe City flag, an American flag, and this crowd is getting set for kickoff. And we are, too, here on Glory 97. Want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, both of Monroe City, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City. F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Rick's Service and Tire of Bevier and Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. We'll take a 60-second break here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Coming up, we'll have kickoff between the undefeated and number 3 ranked in Class 2, the Monroe City Panthers, and the 3-0 Macon Tigers. That's all up next here on Glory 97.
The captain for the Macon Tigers, number 5 is Nash Waller, number 27 is Bradley Butner, number 20 Justin Hayes, and number 50 is Colton Christensen from Monroe City, number 69 is Jonathan Saxbury, number 1 Zach Osborne, number 16 Blake Hayes. Number 42,
here at Langford Field, Monroe City High School. Monroe City coming in 3-0, Macon at 3-0. And we are about set for football. The teams have the kickoff captains for Monroe City, Zach Osborne, Keenan Batzel, like Blake Monroe Hayes, and John Saxbury. Monroe City one toss, and they will receive. Ben Wittenstein with you here, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Battle of the Undefeateds here from Monroe City High School. And the Panthers come in ranked 3rd in Class 2. A couple more sponsors to get through. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at CapitalMo.gov. Appreciate you all tuning in on your Friday night for some fun Week 4 action here from Monroe City. Ben Wittenstein with you. This kickoff is sponsored by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. Macon will be kicking off to start the first half. They're decked out in their visiting white uniforms and orange pants, black lettering, and orange helmets. Monroe City in their home black uniforms, yellow pants, jet black helmets, and yellow shoulder pads. Kicking off for Macon will be Timmy Watts. The 6-foot junior plays wide receiver and defensive back on the defensive side of the ball. Macon kicking off right to left. Temperature at kickoff about 85 degrees. Relatively, virtually no wind really. And we're about set for some Week 4 action. It's a short, high kick going to be received at the 30-yard line. Muffed, but then fallen upon. And Monroe City will start at the 31-yard line, moving left to right.
Number 5, Damian Collins with a fair catch.
As we talked about, we will see the senior Blake Hayes under center for Monroe City. Comes in 2 for 10 on the year passing-wise, 73 yards, 9 carries, 88 yards on the ground, and a touchdown.
It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers ball at the 32-yard line.
So we have first and 10 for Monroe City And they place this on Monroe City's 32-yard line. Under center goes Hayes. Behind him is Batzel. Osborne off the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes to Batzel up the middle. Into the secondary he goes. Drags the defender across the 40. Down to the 42-yard line. A 10-yard carry to start everything for Monroe City. And Keenan Batzel. And he's someone who is very difficult to bring down, as we mentioned. He dragged Dominic Mitchell behind him a good 2 or 3 yards. He is just so strong and powerful. 5'10", 180 yards. Comes in with almost 250 yards on the ground. And you saw what he could do right there. First and 10 for Monroe City at their own 43, moving left to right. Ball on the near side hash just at the beginning of quarter number one. Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. Osborne staggered off the line and one receiver near side. The fake, and it's a fumble. Back into the hands of Macon. They recover in their own territory at the 32-yard line. A rare turnover by Monroe City. And Macon has a good opportunity here as the ball, the handoff from Blake Hayes, he tried to fake it to Batzel, hand it off to Biscoe, and it was misplayed, fumbled. Macon was able to recover into the hands of Denver Grunlow. And Macon takes over at Monroe City's 33-yard line. 11:35 to go to start quarter number one. This is a big opportunity for Macon coming in, as we mentioned, 3-0 on the year. They have shut out their last two opponents in Highland and South Shelby. Nash Waller. In the gun, he's got Edwards to his right, four receivers outside. Edwards on the wide running back sweep, brought down in the backfield. Dominant Damian Holland on the nice tackle. That will be a gain of just about one for Edwards on his first carry. So that will bring up second and nine for Macon on Monroe City's 33-yard line, moving right to left. Timmy Watts runs in from the sidelines into the huddle. The six-foot junior has yet to record a reception as Macon breaks the huddle. Second and nine. 1 minute into the first quarter on Monroe City's 32. Back to pass Waller. Short pass over the middle. He goes. It's caught for a gain of about 3 yards. Kendrick Waddle on the reception. That will bring up third down and about six. On the 3 yard reception by Waddle. They're going to say third and five now. Ball on the Monroe City 29-yard line. 10.5 remaining in the first. Scoreless tie. Macon in Monroe City territory off of Monroe City fumble on the Panthers 29-yard line, right to left. Waller's in the gun. He's got two receivers each side. Short drop back to pass. Up the seam he goes. He's got Blaze, and he makes the catch, but he drops it at the 10-yard line. Nice defense from Kalen Kendrick O'Brien coming in from the secondary to knock that ball incomplete and bring a fourth down for Macon. The ball will remain on Monroe City's 29-yard line. Blaze was open, but Kendrick O'Brien, the senior, came in from the secondary and swatted it out of his hands. So it will be fourth and five for Macon. On the Panthers 29, moving right to left. Ball in the middle of the field. They will be going for it out of the huddle. Two receivers each side. Waller in the gun. He's got Edwards to his left. Monroe City only has four down linemen. In motion is Waddle to the near side. Waller with the snap. It's a bootleg near side. Waller is going to look, but he's going to keep it himself up the middle. He has space to the far side. Inside the 20, escapes a tackler to the 10, and ridden out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. What a run by the senior quarterback. His 39th carry on the year. He's well over 200 yards, and they're going to say he's down at the 12-yard line for a gain of 17 on the run. That will be good for a Macon first down with 10 minutes to go in the first, still scoreless tie. Macon knocking on the door here, trying to score first after forcing a fumble on Monroe City's opening drive. Waller's in the gun. He's got three receivers near side, one on the far, Edwards to his right again. Short drop back to pass, flushed out, and he's hitting the backfield and sacked. Nolan Pennywell coming in from the linebacking position and sacks Nash Waller for a huge loss to bring up second down. This ball now on the 20-yard line, a loss of 8 yards on the senior Nolan Pennywell sack. That would bring up second and 18.
Loss of 10 on the play. Second and 21.
They'll place this on the 21-yard line.
From the 21.
So it will be second and 20 for Macon on Monroe City's 21-yard line. Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his right. He's got two receivers on the far, one on the near. Waddle in motion to the near side. And there's some pre-snap movement. This will be a false start on Macon.
False start is the call against the Tigers.
That pre-snap motion from Waddle as he came over to the near side. Got a little bit of those offensive linemen for Macon a bit jittery, and they jumped before the ball was snapped, so that will push the Tigers back even more to bring up second and 25 now on the Monroe City 26-yard line. 9:10 remaining here in the first quarter, 0-0 tie. Waller coming off a 6-for-10, 108-yard game last week against South Shelby. He threw for two touchdowns. He's in some trouble now, second and 25. He gets the shotgun snap, fakes the handoff. He goes over the middle to Blaze, and Blaze can't hang on to it at about the 20-yard line. And that will be dropped for an incomplete pass to bring up third and 25 for the Tigers. 8:52 remaining on the stopped clock in the first.
25.
He had Blaze on the short route, and he just couldn't come up with it. Third and 25 for Macon right now. Coming into the game for them, Blake Class. He was moved to receiver. He's listed as the backup quarterback, but he lines up a receiver on the far side. Three receivers far side and one on the near for Macon. Waller in the gun, Edwards to his left. Fakes the sweep, keeper for Waller up the middle. He has room, cuts to the near side. The 15, the 10, wrapped up and brought down by Kendrick O'Brien at about the 10-yard line. That will be a 15-yard gain. And back to the original line of scrimmage. So that will bring a fourth down and just about 10. Waller has been running the ball well. Two carries, 32 yards for the senior. But his team now facing a fourth and just about 9 with the ball on the Monroe City 10-yard line. 8:15 remaining here in the first, scoreless tie. Justin Hayes into the game for Macon as they break the huddle. They will be going for it on 4th and 9. Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his left. Two receivers each side. Play action. Waller, far side he goes. Looking downfield, he throws. End zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. Justin Hayes in the back of the end zone. The 6'2 senior comes up with his third touchdown of the year and puts Macon up ahead with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. That's where that senior leadership from Mash Waller kicks in. He was smooth, calm, and collected as he took that ball to the far side, looked upfield, and saw his senior receiver in Justin Hayes wide open. So Timmy Watson kicks the extra point. And the kick is up and just short. And it will be no good, but Macon gets ahead first, 6-0. They go up. 7:56 remaining here in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and be back. Let's see if Monroe City can do something about it when we get back on Glory 97. It's now 6-0. Macon lead with 7:56 to go in the first. They are kicking off after the 10-yard touchdown pass by Nash Waller. Watts kicks it off. And it goes right into the arms of Blake Hayes, who returns it for a couple yards and runs out of bounds to the near side across the 30-yard line. So they will start their drive at the 33-yard line after a disastrous opening drive for the Panthers, fumbling on second down, giving Macon the opportunity to score. And that's what gives the Tigers the 6-0 lead with 7:53 to go here in the first quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you here, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking some time out of your Friday to listen to the Battle of the Undefeateds. Monroe City 3-0, Macon 3-0, Macon striking first here in this week four matchup. Monroe City has the ball in their own 34. Left to right go the Panthers. Hayes under center, turns to his left, hands it off. Keenan Batzel breaks some tackles up the middle. Across midfield he goes and wrapped up and brought down at the 49-yard line of Monroe City. That will be a 15-yard gain for the junior running back. Batzel now 25 yards on the ground on two carries, gives Monroe City a first down.
16-yard gain for the Panthers. First down.
And the Panthers in business once again. Antoine Battle coming in from the sidelines into the huddle. We haven't seen much from Zach Osborne yet, the leading rusher for this Panthers team. But him and Batzel share most of the carries as they come out of the huddle. Ball in the middle of the field. First and 10 for Monroe City. Ball at just about midfield. Handoff again. Batzel up the middle. Weaves his way through some defenders and gets into the secondary across the 45-yard line to the 42 of Macon. 8-yard carry by Batzel. He now has 33 yards on the ground, and that will bring up second down and about two for Monroe City, now in Macon territory.
7-yard pickup.
And this is what Monroe City likes to do. They move the ball, running it up the middle. Keenan Batzel, is one of the hardest running backs for a defense to bring down. He's got those wide shoulders, and he stays low to the ground. Second and three for Monroe City on Macon's 42. 6:45 to go in the first. Macon has that 6-0 lead. Handoff, Batzel again. Bulldozes up the middle. 42. Inside the 40 to the 39. That will be good for a first down. The near side official spotting it at the 39. The far side official spotting it at the 40. And they will confer. Officials for today's game, Dion Manley will be the referee, umpire Shane Owen, linesman Jared Bethel, line judge Brandon Nutt, and the back judge Henry Hafing. They will bring the chains out to measure. They put it directly on the 40-yard line, so the far side official had it correct, according to this officiating group. And that will be good enough for the first down, half the ball on the other side of that first down yard marker, and Monroe City in business. In Macon territory on their 40-yard line now, moving left to right.
For the Panthers, ball at the 40 of Macon.
It's Monroe City, team that does not turn the ball over at all this season. And a crucial fumble on their first drive, trying to make up for it now. First and 10 on Macon's 40, left to right. 6:30 to go here in the first. Macon has that 6-0 lead. Handoff, Gage bottoms up the middle. Wrapped up from behind. He falls forward. Gain of a couple yards for the senior. And they're going to spot this at the 38-yard line, a gain of two. So that will bring up second down and eight for Monroe City with the ball on the Macon 38-yard line. Hayes gets instructions from his head coach, David Kirby, on the sidelines. Kirby, in his sixth year with Monroe City, took him all the way to the state championship last year in Class 1, winning that one. 15-0 on the year last year, and 3-0 coming into this year. Second and eight, Hayes under center. The handoff goes to Osborne, but flags fly pre-snap. And they will stop the play. We'll see what this penalty is. 5:47 stopped on the clock here in the first, with Macon ahead 6-0. And that will be a false start on Monroe City, so they will be pushed back 5 yards. It will be second and 13 now, with the ball placed on the Macon 43-yard line.
43-yard line.
As we mentioned, Monroe City 3-0, Macon 3-0, trying for their first 4-0 start since 2016. Again, that was the year where this matchup was a lot of fun. Two overtimes. Macon took the 20-14 win 2 years ago. Second and 14 for Monroe City. Hayes under center at the Macon 43. He rolls out looking downfield to pass. He throws near side, a rainbow pass out of the reach of Gage Bottoms at the 25-yard line, out of bounds. And that will bring up third down and 14 for Monroe City on the Macon 43. Monroe City doesn't pass quite often. We said 10 passes for Hayes on the year. That was his 11th pass. He's now 2-for-11. On the year, but he had Bottoms on an out route. He just overthrew him towards the sidelines. 5:25 remaining here in the opening quarter. Macon 6, Monroe City nothing. Third and 14, ball on Macon's 43-yard line for Monroe City, moving left to right. Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. Osborne off the line. Osborne gets the ball, sweep right, cuts up field at the 40-yard line, breaks a tackle. Now an open space, and he's spun inside the 25-yard line. Down to about the 24, a nice carry there by the senior Zach Osborne. His first carry of the night is good for just about 19 yards. Good for a first down. And Monroe City, looking like they may have a fourth down on their hands, was able to hand it off to the reliable senior in Zach Osborne, and he breaks out for a huge run up the middle. It will be first and 10 for Monroe City. They're going to place this at the 24-yard line of Macon. With the Tigers still holding on to that 6-0 lead, taking advantage of a early turnover by Monroe City on their first drive of the game, giving Macon the ball in great field position. First and 10. Hayes under center for the Panthers. He's got Batzel behind him. The snap, handoff, Batzel stuffed at the line of scrimmage, wrapped up and brought down. This will be about a one-yard loss to bring up second down and 11 on the carry by Batzel. He now has 32 yards on the ground on four carries. They're going to credit that tackle to Lane Blackford on the line of scrimmage. This is a mixture of junior and seniors on the Macon defensive line. Seth Bray, of course, their leader, the 5'11 senior, 231 pounds. His head coach, Pete Klass, said he can play anywhere on the line of scrimmage. He's played him at defensive end. He's played him at defensive tackle. And right now he's lining up on the far side defensive end. Second and 10 for Monroe City on the Macon 24. 4:10 to go in the first quarter, Macon up six. Hayes under center, hands it off to Batzel up the middle, fighting for yardage. Looks like he may have lost the ball. And the officials say Macon comes up with it. Oh my goodness, that is two fumbles here in the first quarter for Monroe City. And Macon has taken advantage now of two. Keenan Batzel fumbling the ball as he went up the middle. A Macon defensive player just punched it right out. And so Macon will get the ball, giving up no points on that Monroe City drive, and they will have it at their own 21-yard line. When we get back in 60 seconds, Macon with the ball, leading by six, 4:04 to go here in the first. Back here after a Monroe City fumble, Macon takes over at their own 21-yard line, already up 6-0. With 4:04 remaining in the first quarter, and there's some pre-snap flags on the field. And they're going to call false start on Macon, so they will be pushed back 5 yards to start their drive. Monroe City, two drives, two turnovers. A very rare sight for David Kirby's Monroe City Panthers, ranked third in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Team that rarely turns it over, but Macon has forced two fumbles now. They took advantage on the first one, getting it in great territory, driving down the field 30 yards for a touchdown. And now they take over on their own 16-yard line after the false start. First and 15. We'll see what they can do here with 4:04 remaining in the first and already up 6-0. Waller is in the gun. He's got Edwards to his right. Two receivers near side, two on the far. Waller snaps, short drop, throws over the middle. He's got a man caught across the 30 to the 40, across midfield and wrapped up from behind and brought down. Blake Klass on the reception. A huge gain, 34-yard connection from Waller to Klass. They're going to spot this at the 49-yard line. So it will be a 33-yard pass from Waller to Klass. This could be a lethal Macon passing game if they want it to be. And they're carving up this Monroe City defense early on. First and 10 on their own 49-yard line. The handoff, Edwards up the middle, weaves his way into the secondary, has room inside the 35-yard line, and they're going to spot him directly on the 35 for a gain of 19 for the senior Kevin Edwards, with Zach Osborne on the tackle in the secondary.
11-yard gain for the Tigers. First and 10 for Macon.
So it will be first down and 10 for the Tigers, driving easily right now on Monroe City. Waller in the gun, ball on the Monroe City 35-yard line. Right to left go the Tigers, already up six. Play action, Waller in the pocket, wrapped up in the backfield. No, Pennywell.
Number five.
What a sack there.
Thrown for a loss.
Nolan Pennywell wrapped up Waller.
Nolan.
He has quite speed off the edge. And that will bring up second and long. Ball placed now on the 41-yard line, a loss of six on the sack.
6-yard loss on the play.
3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. 6-0 Macon's lead. They have the ball driving in Monroe City territory on their 41-yard line. Moving right to left. Ball on the near hash. Second and 16. Waller is in the gun. He's got Edwards to the near side. And two receivers on the far side. High snap. Handoff. Edwards trying to find space to run, but wrapped up and brought down by John Saxbury at the 39-yard line. A gain of two for the senior, and that will bring up third down and 14.
Penalty marker now on the play.
That's the third carry for Edwards. But there are flags on the field, and I think they're going to get Macon withholding. That official, Dion Manley, asking Monroe City head coach David Kirby if he wants to decline or accept it. A decline would bring it third and 14, but he is going to accept it, so it will remain second down, but they will move the ball 10 yards back, all the way back to midfield. Macon has already lost 15 yards thus far on penalties on this drive. So it will be second and 26 for the Tigers with the ball at midfield. 2:42 remaining here in the first quarter. Macon already ahead 6-0. Trying to add on here. Waller is in the gun. He's got two receivers on each side. Edwards to his left. The snap goes to Waller. Short drop. Throws near side. And it's caught by Cruz Lewis at about the 43-yard line. Gain of 7. They're going to spot this on the 42, so a gain of 8 on the pass.
KKO.
And that will bring up third down and 18. Under 2.5 now to go in the first. This Monroe City defense, as we mentioned to start this game, has not given up a point this year. So that Macon touchdown were the first points given up by the Panthers in the year 2018. Waller is in the gun on third and 17 from Monroe City's 43. Back to pass, pump fakes, pocket collapses. Nowhere to go for Waller. Wrapped up and sacked. Danny Dennison on the sack for Monroe City to bring up fourth down. The Monroe City defense standing pat after a turnover. Ball placed now on the 47-yard line to bring up fourth and long.
Loss of about 5 is fourth.
We'll see if Macon goes for it. Fourth and 22 for Macon. Waller is back in the gun. He's got two receivers far side, one on the near, and now he backs up even more for the punt. A high snap. Waller runs to his right, puts a end-over-end punt all the way to the 15-yard line, received by Blake Hayes, and he's wrapped up where he received the ball. A nice coverage tackle there by Garrett Blaze. And so Monroe City will now take over
number 32, Garrett Blaze,
at just about the 19-yard line. Both teams trading punts. Both teams trading the ball with Monroe City fumbling it inside the Macon 30 on their last drive. So the last two drives that Monroe City has had, they have turned the ball over. They're trying to change that streak right now. Moving left to right, 1:41 remaining first in the first down, 6-0 to Macon. Ball on their 19-yard line on the far side hash. Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him and Osborne to his left in the T formation. Four down Macon linemen. Handoff goes to Batzel. Hayes keeps going it up the middle. And they're, going to give this to Osborne. As there was a myriad of runners that looked like they could have taken the ball on that run.
No gain.
And that will be no gain, bringing up second and 10 with 1:20 to go in the first. Monroe City on their last drive did really not have an issue moving the ball. Just unfortunately for them, fumbled when they had an opportunity to score. 65 seconds to go in the first. Second and 10 for Monroe City on their own 19. Left to right go the Panthers. A's under center. And it's a keeper up the middle. It goes to Gage Bottoms. And he gets a couple of yards to the 25-yard line, a 6-yard gain to bring up third down and 4 with 45 seconds and ticking on the first quarter clock. Bottoms now with 8 yards on the ground on 2 carries.
48, Colby Vincent with the assist.
Monroe City will need to call a play here with the play clock at 19 and the game clock at 27. Third and 6 on their own 25-yard line. Third and 4 on their own 25-yard line. Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. Osborne staggered off the line on the far side. One receiver near side. And the handoff up the middle. Batzel maneuvers his way into the secondary and more. Across the 40-yard line, across the 45. Dragged down across midfield into Macon territory to the Macon 45-yard line. What a run by the junior, Keenan Batzel. 2.3 seconds with the clock stopped as they move the chains, but that gives Monroe City lots of life on the third down carry. On the Macon 46-yard line on the 28-yard run by Keenan Batzel. He now has 60 yards on the ground on five carries in the first quarter. Clock will tick to zero. So we will end quarter number one. Macon 6, Monroe City 0 here in the Battle of the Undefeateds. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with quarter number two coming up on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Time to start quarter number two here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here from Lankford Field at Monroe City High School. In the Battle of the Undefeateds, Monroe City down 6-0, but they do have the ball to start the second. And they're driving right now, coming off a 28-yard run by junior running back Keenan Batzel, who now has 60 yards on the ground in this game. But it was a story of turnovers in the first. Monroe City turning it over twice on fumbles in two consecutive drives. Macon turned one of those turnovers into points to start the first quarter to go up 6-0. Had to punt on their second opportunity after a fumble. But out of the sidelines, it will be Monroe City. Now moving right to left on your radio dial on their own 46-yard line. Excuse me, on the Macon 46-yard line. And they've been driving really well, handing the ball off to Batzel. Hayes goes under center for the Panthers. He's got Batzel behind him. Gets the snap, turns left into the tummy of Batzel. He cuts to the outside. Inside the 30 he goes, dragged down from behind by Kevin Edwards. Out of bounds at the 27-yard line. A gain of 19 for the junior. He now has 79 yards on the ground on six carries. And he's moving Monroe City ever closer into the red zone.
19-yard pickup for the Panthers.
Monroe City came into this game having not given up a score in three games. Monroe City scored in the first 4 minutes of this one. Both teams at 3-0, looking to go undefeated through week four.
27.
And Monroe City back in business on the Macon 26, first and 10. Ball in the near hash. Hayes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. The snap goes to Batzel again, and he skips forward for a couple of yards. And they're going to give him no gain as he was pushed backwards to bring up second and 10 here at the start of the second quarter. 11:40 remaining in the first half.
Second down 10 for the Panthers.
Batzel now well over 300 yards on the season. And he comes out for a quick breather, and he's needed it. He's been the main workhorse for this Monroe City offense. Gets a pat on the shoulders from head coach David Kirby and a talking to. But Monroe City will be without Batzel. Instead, they have Nolan Pennywell behind him, the fullback, and he's going to get the handoff. He darts up the middle, gets a couple yards into the linebacking core, and he's wrapped up by a duo of Macon tacklers and brought down. A gain of about three to bring up third down and seven. Blaze on the tackle for Macon.
3-yard gain.
That was Pennywell's first carry of this one for a gain of three. And so third and seven for Monroe City. The ball on Macon's 24-yard line. Right to left go the Panthers. 10:40 remaining here in the first half. Macon with the 6-0 lead. Out of the huddle is Hayes. Ball on the near side hash. Pennywell behind him as the fullback staggered off the line. On the far side is Gage Bottoms and one receiver far side. It's a play action, bootleg, far side, Hayes looks downfield over the middle, wide open, Pennywell the 10-yard line, wrapped up inside the 10 and brought down. That will be a first down for Monroe City, and they will have first and goal at the 8-yard line. That will be a 16-yard play from Hayes to Pennywell. Monroe City does not pass the ball often, but when they do, Hayes is usually on target with his receivers. 10-10 remaining in the first. 6-0 Macon. Monroe City has a first and goal on the Macon 7-yard line. Ball on the far hash as Hayes goes under center. Batzel back in the game. He's the fullback behind him. One receiver near side. That's Kendrick O'Brien. In motion is Bottoms to the far side. Handoff, Zach Osborne, and he's wrapped up in the backfield, nowhere to go, brought down for a loss. They will spot this at about the 11-yard line, a loss of four, to bring up second down and 14. The Macon defensive line pretty strong, led by that senior Seth Bray. Tyrell Enyard as well on the defensive end, the 6'1 junior, pretty fast. He's still learning the position, his head coach Pete Klass said. He moved into it this year, but he is quick, and he thrives on that defensive line. And you saw the pressure right there that he just put on the leading rusher for Monroe City. Second and goal, ball on the Macon 11-yard line. Monroe City looking for a touchdown to tie it up with 9:15 to go in the first half. Fake handoff, bootleg near side for Hayes. He throws end zone wide open. Kendrick O'Brien just over his head in the back of the end zone. Hayes had him wide open. The Macon secondary tripped up, and he just couldn't hit his target to bring up third down and goal. Ball still on the Macon 11-yard line.
It'll be third. And goal.
That would have been Hayes' first passing touchdown of the season. And he had him wide open, just overthrew him by a bit. 9:05 to go. Clock stopped here in the second quarter. Hayes gets instructions from the sidelines, has to run back into the huddle. They have 11 yards to go for the end zone. Third and goal. Batzel behind Hayes, who's under center. Osborne to Batzel's left in the T formation. Fake pitch. Bootleg near side again. Hayes looking end zone. Pressured from behind. He's going to take it himself and run. Near side sidelines, and he's forced out of bounds at about the 8 or 9 yard line. A gain of 2. Certainly not enough for the end zone, and that will bring up fourth down and goal. 2 yard carry by Blake Hayes. That's his first quarterback carry of this game.
56 Jefferson also there for the Tigers.
8:58 remaining here in the second. Macon still hanging on to that 6-0 lead.
Fourth and goal for Monroe City.
Monroe City usually goes for it. They really don't have a designated field goal kicker, so they will go for it here. Fourth and goal on the Macon 9-yard line. The Monroe City fans fill these stands in front of me. They now stand for this one as Monroe City looks to tie it up. 5 on the play clock as Hayes goes under center near side hash. It's a pitch to Osborne far side. Trying to find the corner. He does it to 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Zach Osborne! He got hit at the goal line but fell forward for the 9-yard touchdown run. And Monroe City ties it up at 6 with 8:52 to go here in the second.
That makes the score Monroe City 6, Macon
6. 6-6 now with 8:52 to go. Monroe City can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief. They struggled back in that first quarter to get the ball into the end zone. 2 turnovers on fumbles. This time they hang on to it, go for it on fourth down, and they get the touchdown from the senior Zach Osborne. That will be his 6th rushing touchdown on the year. Going for 2 is Monroe City, as they normally do. Handoff, Osborne again. Cuts back upfield, trying to go far side, but decided to cut it back upfield, and Macon is right there with him to stuff him at the line of scrimmage and bring him down. So the conversion is no good, but we're tied up here in the battle of the undefeated. 6-6, 8:52 to go in the second quarter. Macon gets the ball back when we come back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're there or not.
Back here at Lankford after the Monroe City touchdown, 9-yard run by the senior Zach Osborne to tie it all up at 6. 8:52 to go here in the second quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking some time out of your Friday evening to listen to some fun Week 4 football. Making it 3-0, Monroe City at
3-0.
Monroe City already on an 18-game winning streak going back to last year after winning the Class 1 state championship after a 15-0 year. It will be Monroe City kicking off to Macon. It will be received at the 15-yard line. Christian Rickberg will be on the return. He's brought down at the 20-yard line, but flags fly as well. It'll be about a 10-yard return for Rickberg.
Number of Panthers, number 84.
We'll see what these flags are about. Again, head referee Dion Manley talking with his crew to figure out what to call.
And 14 was also there for the Panthers.
Monroe City's defense back onto the field after forcing a turnover on downs on the last Macon drive. After Macon had gone down, taking advantage of an opening series fumble by Monroe City by scoring their first touchdown. And that was, in fact, the first touchdown Monroe City has given up all season long. They have shut out their last 3 opponents. So what Macon did certainly was no easy feat. Will be a holding on Macon, a block in the back, excuse me. So they will push this back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So they will put this ball at the Macon 11-yard line. So they will have to go 89 yards for the end zone.
First and 10 for the Tigers.
8:44 to go here in the first half. 6-6 tie. Macon trying to pull ahead here. They have a lot of field to go starting at their own 11. Left to right they go. Waller is in the gun. He's got one receiver on each side. Handoff goes to Edwards up the middle for a couple of yards. There is a gang of Monroe City tacklers to plug up that hole up the middle to bring up second down. They are going to say a gain of about one for the senior running back. He now has 29 yards on the ground off four carries. Waller is right now 4 for 4, 48 yards and a touchdown. Second and 8 for Macon on their own 13. Ball in the middle of the field as Waller is in the gun. Two receivers near side, one far. He's got Edwards to his left. Monroe City showing four down linemen. They bring four. Waller, screen pass far side, just out of the hands of Reichberg. It was a little too far out in front of him on the far side. He had to dive for it and couldn't get his hands on it. So the incomplete pass brings up 3rd and 8 for Macon with 8:02 to go in the second.
Kendrick O'Brien.
Reichberg, a freshman, only 5'8", 140 pounds. He had a touchdown in his last game. It was a 47-yard touchdown reception. And he is small, but he is fast. He's someone that can break away for a long gain anytime he wants if he has open space. Third and 8 for Macon on their own 13-yard line. Waller is in the gun. He's got two receivers each side. Edwards to his left. Monroe City sends four. Waller to pass. He goes over the middle, and it's caught by Watts across the middle inside at the 30-yard line.
Number 15 with the reception.
To the 32. And that's a gain of 19 yards. First down for Macon. They continue to drive. Their passing game has been moving the ball pretty well so far.
In on the tackle. 13, Lance Williams with the assist. It'll be a first down for
7:55 to go now here in the second. First and 10 for Macon on their own 43. Near side comes Waller. Stops. He's going to heave it over the middle. Has a man wide open just over the head of Cruz Lewis.
17, Cruz Lewis.
And that will bring up second and 10. He had Lewis wide open in the middle of the field. Just overthrew him a little bit. That will bring up second and 10. Ball still on their own 43-yard line. 7:45 to go.
It'll be second down and 10 for Macon.
Out of the huddle, they will send one receiver on the near side, two on the far as Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his right. Gets the snap and play action. Waller's going to keep it, but Monroe City floods the backfield, and they bring down Waller for the sack. Back inside his own 30-yard line. Down to the 27. So that will bring up third down. And they're going to say Nolan Pennywell had the sack. That is his third sack of the game. They'll also give it to John Saxbury, the All-State defensive lineman last year. He's been hot on the D-line the past three games. So it will be 3rd and 16 for Macon on their own 28-yard line. Two receivers near side, one on the far, Waller in the gun. He gets the snap. Five-step drop. He goes back over the middle to Reichberg. He's maneuvering to the 35, cuts to the near side, sidelines in outside the numbers to the 45, now to the 49-yard line. That will be a first down, but they did throw some penalty markers. We'll see what these officials call with 6:50 to go in the second quarter, 6-6 tie. It will be a block in the back on Macon, so they will push this back. That negates a first down run by Christian Reichberg. He was showing off the speed there as well. Middle of the field, really no tacklers around him. He darted to the near side sideline trying to get some space. But they will now push this ball down to the 34-yard line. It will still remain third down. It will now be 3rd and 9.
It'll be 3rd and 9 for Macon.
So the penalty is 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So that's what allowed Macon to get back inside the original line of scrimmage to make it 3rd and 9. 6:40 to go here in the second. Ball on their own 34-yard line for the Tigers. 6-6 tie as Waller is in the gun. He's got Edwards to his right and two receivers on the far, one on the near. Short drop back for Waller. He looks far side, and it falls just short of his intended receiver, Gus Davis.
23, Gus Davis.
So that will bring up fourth down and 9 for Macon. They will probably punt here with the ball on their own 34-yard line. We know how lethal Monroe City can be. So you want to give them as much room to work if you're Macon. You do not want to give them a short field.
Fourth and 9.
Osborne and Blake Hayes back to receive, standing just inside their own 40-yard line. Nash Waller back to punt, standing at his own 20. 6:27 to go in the second. The snap, it's a high one over Waller's head. He's going to have to track that down at the 5. Has lots of room to punt, and he gets a rush punt off. Lands at his own 45, takes a make and bounce all the way to midfield, and it will just get inside Monroe City territory to the 49-yard line. So what could have been a disaster for Macon turns into a pretty good punt by Nash Waller as the Monroe City Panthers will start on their own 49-yard line. Punt of about 15 yards. They will take a water break, so we'll take it with them. 6:22 remaining in the second quarter. 6-6 all tied up, but Monroe City gets it back when we get back in 60 seconds on Glory 97. 6:22 remaining here in the second quarter. Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com is where you're listening to this game. 6-6, Macon and Monroe City all tied up. Both teams 3-0. After a forced fourth down by Monroe City, the Panthers will get the ball back on their own 49-yard line, looking to go ahead in this one. They haven't led all night long, and they're moving right to left. Ball in the far side hash as Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. It's a pitch near side. Osborne, he has the ball, turns upfield. Cross midfield to the 45, makes a move at the 40. Now he comes down the near side sidelines, kicked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. 16-yard gain by the senior, Zach Osborne. He now has 44 yards on the ground. They're going to place this right at the 35. 6:14 remaining here in the first half.
16-yard gain for the Panthers. First down.
Osborne has seen 3 carries tonight. Batzel leading all rushers with 79 yards and 7 carries. So Hayes will go under center. He's got Batzel behind him, Bottoms and Osborne in the backfield as well in the T formation. Hand off Batzel up the middle. He rumbles and stumbles forward to the 31-yard line. Gain of 4 to bring up second down and 6.
72, Seth Bray on the tackle.
Over the 80-yard mark is Keenan Batzel right now. His last game out against Highland there, Monroe City beat him 40-0. Batzel got 8 carries for 63 yards and scored 2 touchdowns. He surpassed his yardage mark tonight. Second and 5 for Monroe City on the Macon 32. 5.5 to go in the first half, tied up at 6. And off to Batzel again, up the middle. Patient this time as he plunges forward.
On the carry.
And he will be tackled for no gain to bring up third down and 5.
72, Seth Bray.
Will be Seth Bray on the tackle. Seth Bray, one of the returning starters on the Macon defensive line, along with Colton Christensen.
Third down, 6.
Clock now ticking down to 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 6-6 time, Monroe City on Macon's 32. It's third down and 6 for the Panthers. Maybe we'll see another bootleg from Blake Hayes. That was what got them a touchdown in the first place, and they have moved the ball pretty well with the passing game so far tonight. Hayes goes under center, third and 6. Batzel and Osborne in the backfield. It's a handoff again. Batzel up the middle, wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage by Seth Bray and brought down from behind. This will be a gain of about 2. To bring up fourth down and 4, the ball being placed on the 28-yard line. Four-yard Batzel run. So this will be about fourth and 4.
And 3 for the Panthers.
They will be going for it here with 4:10 remaining in the second quarter. Ball on the Macon 28-yard line. Out of the huddle, it will be Hayes going under center. Batzel behind him. Osborne in the backfield next to Batzel as well in the T formation. Gage Bottoms, the other running back. Hand off to Batzel, another fumble, but Hayes picks it up. Running to the near side, pressure in the backfield at the 32, wrapped up and brought down at the 32-yard line. A four-yard loss by Monroe City on the missed handoff between Hayes and Batzel. So the turnover on downs going back to Macon. They will start on their own 32-yard line.
Takeover on downs, it'll be first and 10.
Almost the third turnover of the night by Monroe City. Hayes being smart to pick it up off the ground and try to run for it. With it being fourth down, and you might as well try to get some yardage off of it, but he got tackled in the backfield. So Macon takes over with 3:46 remaining in the second quarter. Tied up at 6. First and 10 on their own 32, moving left to right. Waller in the gun. He's got two receivers on each side, and to his right is Dominic Mitchell seeing his first play of the game and some pre-snap movement on the offensive line for Macon. They're going to get Caden Phillips with the false start. The 6'3 junior coming in at 320 pounds will be called for his first penalty of the night. So this ball will be pushed back 5 yards. 27-yard line now will be where Macon takes its snap.
It'll be first and 15 for the Tigers, ball to 27.
First and 15 for Macon, looking for its first 4-0 start since 2016. Both teams undefeated at 3-0. So it will be first and 15 on their own 27. Waller is in the gun. He's got two receivers near side now, two on the far as Waddle's in motion. And another pre-snap flag.
Penalty marker down before the snap.
Head referee Dion Manley talking with umpire Shane Owen. It will be a delay of game on Macon. That will push them even farther back. It will be first and 20 for them on their own 22-yard line. 3:46 remaining here in the second quarter. Both teams have scored once. And both teams have had an opportunity to go up once again, but so far no dice for either. 3:46 to go in the second. First and 20 for Macon on their own 22-yard line. Waller is in the gun. He's got Mitchell to his left. It's going to be a bootleg far side. Waller looking downfield now turns the corner far side sidelines. Has some room across the 30 and hit hard out of bounds. At about the 30-yard line, a gain of 8 for Waller to bring up second and 12. Waller now has 3 carries for 40 yards. Clock stopped at 3:37.
Pickup of 8 is going to be second down and 12.
Second and 12 for Macon on their own 30-yard line, moving left to right. Ball placed on the far side hash. Mitchell in at running back, two receivers near side, one on the far. Waller is in the gun. He gets the snap. Looks in the flat to Mitchell. He catches it in the flat. Goes back upfield in the middle. Cross the 35 to the 40. Spins out of a tackle. Now down to the 44-yard line. A 14-yard passing catch for Macon to bring up first down. And clock stops for the chains to move. On the 13-yard pass play, they're going to say ball is down at the 43-yard line.
Tackle on the play by number 42, Steven Batchel.
Waller now 6 passes for 80 yards. First and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Waller shotgun snap, handoff. Edwards up the middle, has space wrapped up by Nolan Pennywell. Still continues to move forward across midfield. Brought down at the Monroe City 48-yard line. A 9-yard gain for Kevin Edwards.
32, Blaze, the ball carrier.
To bring up second down and about 1. They're going to place this at the 49. So it will be second and 2 for Macon. Under 3 minutes now to go in the first half. 6-6 tie. Second and 2 for Macon on the Monroe City 49-yard line. Left to right go the Tigers. Waller is in the gun. Two receivers near side. One on the far. And it's a running back sweep to the near side to Mitchell. Turns the corner. Now to the 45. Inside the 40. Bumped out of bounds at the 37-yard line. a 12-yard carry by the junior Dominic Mitchell.
Tackle by number 56, Lilly.
Another first down for the Tigers. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half.
For the Macon Tigers.
Ball on the Monroe City 37-yard line. Macon continuing to drive. They've mixed it up pretty well with the passes into the flat. They've also run it pretty well with Kevin Edwards. Out of the huddle, two receivers near side, one far. Waller in the gun. He's got Edwards to his left. Four down, Monroe City lineman. And again, some movement on the line before the snap. It will be a false start on Macon, so they will be pushed back 5 yards back to the 42-yard line to bring up first and 15.
Moves the ball back to the 42, first and 15 for Macon.
Penalties have been killing the Tigers. They had a couple on their last drive. And right now, when they're driving, that is a drive killer to have a penalty when you're doing so well moving the ball inside your opponent territory. First and 15, ball on the Monroe City 42. Left to right go the Tigers. In the gun is Waller. He's got three receivers, far side. Snap goes to Waller. Quick throw on a slant behind his receiver, Garrett Blaze.
Waller's pass is incomplete.
Falling just short as well to bring up third and 15.
It'll be second down.
Excuse me, second and 15. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter still. 6-6 tie. Macon drive stall just a little bit after that penalty. Waller, six passes, 80 yards, and a touchdown. Out of the huddle, they go three receivers near side, one on the far, Edwards to the right of Waller, who's in the gun. Waller gets the snap, hands off Edwards, skips up the middle, gets a couple yardage inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. That will be a 4-yard carry by Kevin Edwards. That will bring up third down
number
and
five,
about 11 or 12.
Holland on the
clock continues to tick now at 2:10 to go.
57, Max Hayes also assisting on the play.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. 6-6 tie. Macon on Monroe City's 39-yard line. Third and 12. Waller's in the gun. Edwards to his left. Two receivers far side and one on the near. To play action, Waller to pass up the middle over the head of Timmy Watts and incomplete to bring up fourth and 12. He had Watts on the slant at about the 25-yard line, and he just threw it over his head. The clock stopping now at 1:44 to go in the second quarter. So decision time here for head coach Pete Klass in his 19th year of coaching, 16th at Macon. Led this Tigers team to a 7-4 record last year. Waller is in the gun for this 4th and 12 play on the Monroe City 39. Now he backs up to punt. Gets the snap, runs to his right. High end-over-end punt, landing at the 10-yard line and bouncing backwards to the 14. So a 25-yard punt by Nash Waller.
For Monroe City.
Will put Monroe City at their own 14-yard line with 1:37 to go in the half. This has been a good back and forth between both of these teams. Each defense has given up a score, but they have also had some pretty significant drives where they have held the offense, had some tackles for losses, had a couple of sacks as well. As we talked about all first half so far, Monroe City had, coming into this game, had yet to have a offense score, shutting out its first three opponents of the season. Macon has come into this game where its last two opponents were shut out. But now we have a 6-6 tie, 1:37 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 for Monroe City on its own 14. And off Osborne. Cuts back up middle of the field, has room to go across the 20. And down to about the 23-yard line, a gain of 9, with about 80 seconds to go in the first half.
Number 15, Watts on the tackle.
Timmy Watts will get credited with that tackle on Macon.
9-yard pickup, second down, 1.
Hayes running back from the sideline with the play call into the huddle. 60 seconds to go in quarter number two. Second and one for Monroe City on their own 14. Hayes goes under center. He's got Batzel behind him. Gets the snap, turns right, hands it off to bottom. Sweeping near side, turns the corner at the 25, across the 30, and ridden out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Stopping the clock at 47 seconds. Getting Monroe City a first down with flags on the field.
Penalty marker down on the play.
This may be coming back. That penalty was thrown right in the middle of the play. So maybe we'll see a holding here. We'll see what they call. Indeed, a hold. And this will be going against Monroe City, so the ball being moved back. After a first down run and a lot more by Gage Bottoms, they will be moving this ball back all the way to the 26-yard line. It will be good enough for the first down because the penalty is called from the spot of the foul. So it came across the first down marker, so Monroe City will have a fresh set of downs on their own 26-yard line. 47 seconds remain, man. The clock now ticks. 6-6 tie here in the first half. Hayes will go under center. Clock now at 30 seconds. Bottoms in motion near side. Hand off Batzel. Up the middle. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage and brought down on the tackle. Seth Bray also. You had Lane Blackford on the tackle.
Gain of about a yard. It's going to be
1 yard gain. It will be second and about nine. But clock now at 10 seconds. And Monroe City can just wind this one all the way down to halftime. So at half, we will have a tie ball game between these two 3-0 teams. Both teams head into the locker room with one touchdown each. And we will send it back to the studio, to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk for your halftime show. We will have scores from all over Big K Country as well. 6-6 tie between Macon and Monroe City here at halftime from Monroe City High School. We'll be back with your halftime show on regional radio and Glory 97. Halftime here at Lake in Monroe City High School. 6-6. Monroe City tied with Macon through one half. Ben Wittenstein with you here, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, taking a check of some of these first half stats. Nash Waller throwing the ball every which way. He had six throws, 80 yards, and a touchdown. He connected with his wide receiver, Justin Hayes, in the end zone for a 10-yard touchdown back in the beginning of the first quarter. Kevin Edwards on the ground for Macon, six carries, 42 yards. Three carries for Nash Waller for 40 yards. Dominic Mitchell has a carry for 12 yards. And passing-wise, Waller has been spreading it around for his wide receivers. Kendrick Waddle with 3 yards on a catch. Timmy Watts has a catch for 19. Cruz Lewis has 8 yards on a catch. Blake Class has one catch for 33 yards. He found Class on a nice slant route over the middle for a 33-yard gain. Hayes has that one catch for a touchdown for 10 yards. And Dominic Mitchell had a catch for 12 yards. On the other side for Monroe City, two passes for Blake Hayes. He's 1 for 2, 16 yards for him. Zach Osborne has 4 carries, 53 yards, and a rushing touchdown. He had a 9-yard run in the beginning of the second quarter to tie this game up. Keenan Batzel leads all rushers, 9 carries for the junior, 87 yards. Blake Hayes, 21 yards, on 1 carry. Gage Bottoms has 8 yards on 2 carries. And Nolan Pennywell has a carry for 3 yards. Pennywell also had a reception. Blake Hayes' one connected pass out of 2, 16 yards for Nolan Pennywell on that one, the senior making his first reception of the year. So that's where we stand, 6-6. Both of these teams tied up. It was a up-and-down first half for both the teams. 2 turnovers for Monroe City. Those were early on in the first quarter. The first 2 drives for the Panthers were turnovers, a rarity for Monroe City in the past year or so, especially under David Kirby. This is a team that takes care of the ball well, and they just did not do that in the first quarter. Thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods. Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ryan Robach, your State Farm Insurance Agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, all of Macon, Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, both of Monroe City. Teams out of the locker room now, warming up. Monroe City in a large circle, warming up right now, stretching out to getting ready to start the second half. And Monroe City finally coming out of their locker room to start preparing for the second half. We'll take one more break here on Glory97CentralMoInfo.com. And we will be back with the start of the second half. It's sure to be a fun one. 6-6 tie, both teams undefeated, looking for that 4-0 start through week four. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the start of the second half here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Time to start the second quarter here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Time to start half number two, 6-6, making Monroe City all tied up in a battle of the undefeated. Monroe City 3-0 on the year. They are number three in Class 2 and the reigning state champions in Class 1 last season. The Macon Tigers 3-0 on the year as well, looking for its first 4-0 start since 2016. Monroe City went undefeated last year, so they last had that 4-0 start last season, going 15-0 on the year, 6-0 in the CCC. And both teams really have just done a tremendous job this season on the defensive side of the ball, first and foremost, with 5 shutouts between the two teams, but also on the offensive side, getting over 30, 40 points in multiple games. Matt Wittenstein with you here. Our sponsors as well. Want to thank some of them for helping make this broadcast possible. Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green. Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City. And F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal. And Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan counties. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. About to start half number two, 6-6 tie between Monroe City and Macon. We saw Macon score in the first quarter, a 10-yard pass from quarterback Nash Waller to wide receiver Justin Hayes. And then Monroe City answered in the start of the second quarter with a 9-yard Zach Osborne touchdown run. Low scoring for both of these teams. Monroe City used to averaging 28 points a game, Macon averaging 37 points a game. So both these teams are used to high scoring games, but right now we're at 6-6 through one half. Back to kick for Monroe City is Damian Holland, and he kicks it off to Macon, and it's returned at the 15-yard line by Reichberg. He takes it up the middle of the field to the 30 and brought down. So that's where Macon will start its first drive of the second quarter.
Tackled by number 6, Nolan Pennywell.
Nash Waller back onto the field. He had a pretty good first half. 80 yards passing on 6 passing attempts and a touchdown. See if he can continue that magic here to start the third quarter. He comes out of the huddle. 2 receivers on the near side. 1 on the far. Waller in the gun. He's got Edwards to his left.
For the Macon Tigers.
4 down linemen, Monroe City. They show blitz. They bring blitz. Up the middle goes Edwards. Couple yards before being brought down at just about the 32-yard line. A 2-yard carry by Edwards to bring up 2nd and 8. Edwards now 44 yards on the ground on 7 carries. He's the team leader in all-purpose yards this season. He's had 2 games over 110 yards this year as well. He's got a while to go before he can do that again with 44 yards on the ground thus far. 11:25 to go here to start quarter number 3. 2nd and 7 for Macon on their own 30. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Waller is in the gun. He's got 2 receivers far side, 1 on the near. Edwards is running back. He gets the handoff. Weaves his way up the middle. Escapes a tackle. Cuts near side. The 40, 45, 50. Pushed out of bounds by Blake Hayes. And they're going to spot him at the Macon 49-yard line. A 16-yard carry by Kevin Edwards. He now is up to 60 yards on the ground on 8 carries. He can be an explosive player. He ran for 363 yards last season in a game against Brookfield. That is his career high. So he is certainly a back that can explode if this Macon team blocks for it. A minute here into quarter number three, first and 10 for Macon on their own 49. Wearing their visiting white uniforms and orange pants, orange helmets, and Jonathan Saxbury for Monroe City encroached early on. On the offsides call, Macon moving forward across midfield into Monroe City territory. They're going to put this ball on the Monroe City 46. It will be first and 5. Justin Hayes back into the game. Macon has had some struggles this season with injuries. Bradley Buntner tore his labrum in the preseason, and his replacement, Justin Hayes, had a stress fracture in his foot after week one, but he's now back in the game here in week four. First and 5 for Macon on Monroe City 46. Handoff Edwards dances in the backfield, pushes forward, has space into the secondary, inside the 30. In the middle of the field and dragged down from behind at the 27-yard line. 19-yard carry, Kevin Edwards, now up to 79 yards on the ground tonight. That will be a first down for Macon on the Monroe City 27. 10:59 remaining. Waller out of the huddle. He starts in the gun. Edwards to his left. He's got two receivers each side. Monroe City showing four down linemen. Waller to pass. Quick pass near side. He's got Blaze at the 20. Makes a move to the 25. Now down to the 15 and falls forward to the 10.
Pass was complete to number 32, Garrett Blaze.
17-yard pass. They're going to place this on the 12-yard line. Make that a 15-yard pass by Nash Waller. He now has 95 yards passing.
First and 10, Tigers.
First and 10, Macon on the Monroe City 12-yard line. 10.5 to go to start the third quarter. Macon starts in the gun. Waller the snap, hands off Edwards. Sidesteps left, but right into a gang of Monroe City tacklers for no gain to bring up second down. They're going to say he got 1 yard on that one, second and 9.
Edwards on a carry.
Edwards now at 80 yards on 10 carries, eight. Averaging 8 yards a carry.
Let's go, Monroe, let's go!
10 minutes to go here in the third, second and 9 for Macon on the Monroe City 10-yard line. Three receivers far side. Waller in the gun. He's back to pass. Over the middle, tipped, and falls incomplete. It would have been about a 5-yard pass, but it was tipped by the Monroe City defense to fall incomplete and bring up third down and 9.
Ball was deflected at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 9 for Macon.
Go, Monroe! Let's go!
Waller now 7-for-8 through the air, 95 yards.
That was number 5.
Timmy Watts Damian comes Holland into the huddle for Macon. Ball on the near side hash at the Monroe City 10-yard line. Third and 9. Monroe City trying to go ahead. 6-6 tie here with 9:54 to go in the third quarter. Waller, shotgun snap. Long drop back to pass. Screen to Edwards in the middle of the field inside the 10 to the 5. Spins forward to the 2-yard line.
Number 33, Kevin
8 yards. Screen pass to Kevin Edwards from Waller to bring up fourth down, and they're going to spot this at the 3. So fourth and about 1.
Gain of about 7 on the play. It's going to be fourth down.
So this is decision time.
2. Fourth and 2 for the Macon Tigers.
They're going to say fourth and 2 for Macon on the Monroe City 3-yard line. Macon trying to go up a touchdown, tied 6-6 with 9:10 to go in the third. This is the opening drive for Macon as well. Waller is in the gun. Monroe City sends a blitz. Play action. Waller looks end zone. Wide open touchdown. Kendrick Waddle in the middle of the end zone. Macon goes up a touchdown with 9:02 to go here in the third off a 3-yard touchdown pass from Waller to Waddle.
Make the score. Macon 12, Monroe City 6.
Big score on the opening drive of the second half for Macon.
Let's go, Monroe!
You're set up for the two-point conversion.
Waller in the gun for the two-point conversion. Gets the snap. Looks end zone. Throws far side. Batted down. Nolan Pennywell at the goal line. Incomplete. So the score remains 12-6. Macon has the lead. Monroe City will get the ball when we come back after a 3-yard touchdown pass. Nash Waller to Kendrick Waddle puts Macon up 12-6. 9:02 to go in the third. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Monroe City Panthers 6. All for Macon.
Macon will kick off after the 3-yard touchdown pass. 12-6 is Macon's lead with 9:02 to go here in the third over Monroe City. The Panthers back to receive on the kickoff. Watts back to kick from his 40-yard line. Back to receive is Osborne and Hayes. It's a wobbly kick, hits the ground first, bounces up and stopped by Antoine Battle.
Number 14.
And this will be on the 38-yard line is where they will place it. So Monroe City will start on its own 38-yard line, down 12-6 with 9:02 to go here in the third. This will be their first drive of the second half.
First and 10 for the Panthers. Well, up their own 38.
Blake Hayes comes from the sidelines into the huddle. 1-for-2 tonight, passing-wise, 16 yards. Osborne has the lone touchdown. Score for Monroe City on a 9-yard touchdown run to start the second quarter. First and 10 right now for the Panthers on their own 38. Handoff, bottom, sweeps near side. Wrapped up in the backfield, breaks that tackle, goes forward to the 40-yard line. Gain of 2. Gage Bottoms turns a loss of yards into a gain of 2 with a quick foot movement to escape a tackle.
This goes to number 50, Colton.
Bottoms now 10 yards on the ground on 3 carries.
Second down, 8.
That will bring up 2nd and 8 for Monroe City on their own 40-yard line. Panthers moving right to left in their home black uniforms, white lettering, yellow pants, dark black helmets as well. Ball placed on the near side hash. John Saxbury leans over the ball. The center, 6'1 senior, an all-state defensive lineman. Hayes under center. Batzel behind him. Handoff Osborne. Sweeps far side. Turns the corner. Cuts upfield. Across midfield. And down to about the 49-yard line of Macon. 10-yard carry. Make that 11 yards for Zach Osborne. He now has 64 yards on the ground on 5 carries. And that will be a first down for Monroe City now in Macon territory. 8:10 remaining here in the third. Monroe City down 12-6, trying to tie it up with a touchdown here. Ball on the far side hash, right to left goes Monroe City. Hayes under center, Batzel and Osborne in the backfield. This time, fake pitch, bootleg, near side, Hayes dies downfield, no pressure, throws it over the middle, Gage Bottoms near side at the 35 and wrapped up from behind and brought down at the 30-yard line by Kevin Edwards. 19-yard pass from Hayes to Bottoms.
18-yard pickup for the Panthers. First down, M-O-N.
So that will be a first down for Monroe City now on the Macon 31. And they will spot that at the 31-yard line. So, yeah, make that an 18-yard pass.
Hayes
now 35 yards, 2-for-3 through the air. 7.5 to go here in the third. Hayes is under center. Quick handoff, Batzel up the middle. He crawls forward for a couple of yards. They're going to spot him
4 yards
at the 28-yard line. That will be a gain of 3 and bring up 2nd down and about 7. So back in that first half, 87 yards on the ground in the first half. He now has 90 total for the game on 10 carries. They're going to say he gained that extra yard. So it will be 2nd and 6 for Monroe City on the Macon 23. Now under 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Monroe City down a touchdown. Hand off bottom, sweeps near side. Following a blocker near side, sidelines. Breaks the tackle at the 15. Falls inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. Gage Bottoms, a 15-yard carry. Following his blockers, being patient, turning the corner. And gives Monroe City a first down and goal.
15-yard gain.
6:45 remaining here in the third quarter.
First down.
Monroe City inside the 10. First and goal. Down 12-6. And this is what Monroe City does. They use that run game to wear down the defense. They pass the ball a couple of times as well. Hayes under center. Nolan Pennywell behind him now at running back. Osborne in the backfield too. Hand off Pennywell. Straight up the middle, has room inside the five, spinning towards the end zone, and no good for him. He's wrapped up and spun backwards at about the one-yard line. Gain of 7 for Pennywell. And that will bring up second down and goal. Ball on the one-yard line.
Caden Phillips on the tackle.
Go, go!
6 minutes to go here in the third. Monroe City down a touchdown. They can score here with the ball on the Macon one-yard line.
From the one.
Pennywell in the backfield along with Osborne and Bottoms. Hayes goes under center for the Panthers. Tight on the line. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak. Push from behind. And do they give him a touchdown? Officials running up to the pile. Touchdown! One-yard quarterback keeper Blake Hayes. Monroe City ties it up at 12 with 5:42 to go in the third.
For number 16, Blake Hayes.
Monroe City can go up here with a two-point conversion. They failed to convert their first two-point conversion back in the second quarter. Neither team has successfully made a two-point conversion as well in this game.
For the two-point conversion.
Monroe City trying to break that streak. Ball on the three-yard line. Hayes under center. Pennywell behind him, as well as Osborne. T formation. And Pennywell moves before the snap. That will be a false start. And the ball will be pushed back.
5 yard penalty. Then move the ball back to the 8 yard line.
So this ball will be moved to the 8 yard line. Monroe City again will most likely go for two here.
Conversion from the eight.
Again, 5:42 remaining here in the third after a one-yard quarterback keeper by Blake Hayes up the middle for a touchdown. And we're all tied up at 12. Battle of the undefeateds. 3-0 Macon, 3-0 Monroe City. Monroe City going for two here. Ball on the Macon 8-yard line. Hayes under center. Snap, back to pass, throws in the flat near side. Osborne, open space to maneuver inside the 10. Can't shake. Three Macon defenders. Great open field coverage there by the Tigers to bring Osborne down before the end zone. No good on the two-point conversion. Our score remains 12-12 with 5:42 to go here in the third quarter. Macon will get the ball back when we come back here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com in 60 seconds.
Remaining in the third quarter.
Macon will get the ball back after this Monroe City kickoff. Monroe City off a one-yard touchdown run. Blake Hayes being pushed from behind by his running back, Nolan Pennywell, for the touchdown. So we're all tied up 12-12 here with 5:42 remaining in the third quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you here. Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Battle of the undefeateds. Monroe City and Macon both at 3-0. As the Monroe City kick is a line drive wobbler to the 20-yard line, where it's received by Blaze to the 30. Breaks a tackle across the 30 to the 32-yard line on the near side. And that's where Macon will start its drive here with 5:35 to go in quarter number three. Mash Waller, the Macon quarterback, 2 touchdowns tonight. 66 yards passing, 8 for 10. Kevin Edwards on the ground for this Tigers team. 80 yards, 10 carries. It's a pretty balanced offense thus far. That is normally what you see from Pete Klass's teams. Travis Mundahall, his offensive coordinator, helps him out with those calls as well. Macon starts on their own 32. Ball on the near side hash. Left to right go the Tigers. Waller is in the gun. He hands it off. Edwards following his blockers. Off tackle. Left has room across the 40 and down to the 44-yard line. Gain of 12 for Kevin Edwards and a first down for Macon.
Tackle number 24, Gatlin Pixel.
Edwards now 92 yards on the ground, 11 carries. Clock under 5.5 here in the third. 12-12 tie. Ball placed in the middle of the field on the Macon 44. First and 10 for the Tigers. Wearing their visiting white uniforms, orange pants, orange helmet, black lettering. Waller's in the gun. Again, this handoff, Edwards sweeps near side. Strung out, turns the corner at the 45, and across midfield he goes to the Monroe City 46.
And out of bounds, the number 16, Hayes.
Gain of 10 yards. And that will be, looks like another first down for Macon. Edwards over the 100-yard marker. This is the third time the senior has broken 100 yards this year. He is a workhorse. Over 44 carries so far through 3.5 games. First and 10 for Macon on Monroe City's 46. Empty backfield for Waller. Motions near side. Play action. Waller keeps it up the middle himself. Spins out of a tackle. Across the line of scrimmage and down to the 41-yard line, a 5-yard carry by the senior quarterback. You know, has 45 yards on the ground with 4 carries.
5-yard gain.
Blake Class runs into the game. 5'8 junior is the backup quarterback, but he also is put as a wide receiver, and that's where he will be for this play. 2nd and 5 for Macon on the Monroe City 41. 3 receivers far side, 1 near. Waller, shotgun snap. He looks to pass. Over the middle, has nowhere to go. Flushed far side. Eye still downfield. Heads towards the sidelines. Cuts up field inside the 36-yard line. A gain of 5 on the quarterback keeper for Nash Waller, and I believe this will be another first down for Macon, depending on where exactly they spot this ball. See if they ask for the chains. No, head. Official Deion Manley signals the first down. Another 5-yard run. Nash Waller, he's now at 50 yards on 5 carries on the ground. That's him over 200 yards on the ground for the season as well. 4:15 to go here in quarter number 3, 12-12 tie. Macon on Monroe City's 36-yard line. Ball on the far side hash, 1st and 10 for the Tigers. 2 receivers near side, 1 on the far. Waller shotgun and whistles pre-snap. And Macon asking for the timeout, and they're going to say it was actually Monroe City. The line judge got it wrong and changed his direction of pointing, and the team called the timeout. So Monroe City calls the timeout with 4:19 to go here in the third. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more of Macon. It's 1st and 10 for them. 12-12 time here from Macon High School. Out of the Monroe City timeout, 4:19 to go here in the third. 12-12 tie between 2 undefeated teams in Class 2. Monroe City and Macon both at 3-0. Monroe City ranked number 3 in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. But right now, Macon in Monroe City territory on their 36-yard line. It's 1st and 10 for them. Head coach of this Monroe City Panthers team, David Kirby, in his 6th year, wanted to call a timeout to get his defense situated. Macon had done a good job of continuously moving that ball. I think he wanted to make sure his defense was on the same page and give them a bit of a breather.
1st and 10.
Out of the timeout, ball on the far side hash of the Monroe City 36. Macon comes out in the gun. 2 receivers near side, 1 far. Edwards to the left of Waller. Hard count from Waller. Got Monroe City off sides, but they are going to say false start on Macon. So they will be pushed back 5 yards. 1st and 15. Now on the Monroe City
41.
Don't forget, after this game, we'll have the End Zone Show back from our studios. Eric Duick will be your End Zone Show host. 1st and 15 now for Macon. Ball on the Monroe City 41. Waller in the gun. 2 receivers near, 1 far. Edwards to his left. 4 down Monroe City linemen. Handoff Edwards up the middle, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage and brought back for a loss of yards. That stout Monroe City Edwards defensive line breaks through there for a loss to bring up 2nd down and 16. They're going to say Edwards lost a yard there. Dan Dennison credited with the tackle. Clock now at 3:50 to go here in the third. Monroe, 2nd and 15 for Macon on the Monroe City 41. Left to kill the Tigers. Out of the huddle, it's 3 receivers near side, 1 far. Waller is in the gun. He gets the shotgun snap. Quick throw on the slant. He has a receiver. It's caught now down inside the 25-yard line. Blake Class on the reception. That will be a first down and a lot more for the Tigers. Now under 3.5 to go here in the third. A nice slap from Waller to his junior wide receiver, Blake Class. Ball on the Monroe City 22-yard line. 19-yard pass.
First and 10, making ball to Monroe City 22.
First and 10, Macon on the Monroe City 22. The handoff, Edwards sweeps side, escapes a tackle, and the field goes forward up the middle, and he got some positive yardage there before meeting a wall of Monroe City defenders. And he will be stopped inside the 20 at the 18-yard line, a 4-yard gain to bring up second down and 6.
Gain of 4 for the Tigers, second down and 6.
2:45 to go here in the third. 12-12 tie, making in the red zone. Second and 6 on the Monroe City 18-yard line. Gilbert Waller, two receivers far side, one near. Hand off Edwards again, dances in the backfield, goes off tackle left. But again, the Monroe City defense is there to stop him and force him back. No gain for the senior to bring up third down and 6.
Leading the charge for the Panthers. Six Pennywell also there.
No gain. Clock continues to run at 2:15.
And 6.
Monroe!
Bacon has some planning to do. They have gotten a good chunk of their yardage through the air. So we'll see if they go back to Waller's passing here on 3rd and 6 on the Monroe City 18-yard line. In the gun is Waller. Three receivers near side. One on the far. Edwards to the right of Waller. Waller gets the snap, runs near side, throws over the middle, incomplete. Hard hit Zach Osborne on Kendrick Trottle, forcing the incompletion on the near side sidelines at about the 50-yard line. And that will bring up 4th down and 6 with 1:47 to go in the third. The last touchdown Macon scored was on 4th down, so they are not afraid to go for it on 4th down, but they were inside the 10 the last time they did that. They are now on the Monroe City 18-yard line, 4th and 6. Both of these teams trying to stay undefeated through 4 weeks. Macon hasn't done it since 2016. Waller in the gun, two receivers on each side, sends Waddle in motion to the near side. Waller shotgun snap, rolls near side, looks far side, has a wide open receiver, Timmy Watts. Down the far side, sidelines inside the 10, tripped up at the 9-yard line. That's going to be a first down for Macon. It will be first and goal on the Monroe City 9. 1:39 remaining in the third.
Number 6, Blake Class with the reception. Tackled by number 5.
They're going to give that 10 yards on the Nash Waller pass. He now has thrown for 95 yards on 12 throws.
6-yard gain for the Tigers. First and goal.
Let's go, D! Let's go!
Macon Tigers just inside.
1:30 to go in the third. Clock continues to run. First and 10 for Macon on the Monroe City 9. Handoff. Edwards up the middle. Wrapped up and brought down. Zach Osborne, one of the defenders for Monroe City on the tackle, Damian Holland as well, and that will be no gain to bring up second down and goal. 1:10 to go in the third. Both teams tied at 12.
Off of the yard, second and goal from the 10.
Coming right up.
The huddle, it's Waller in the gun, three receivers near side, one on the far. Edwards to his left, and a whistle, and Macon wants a timeout here with 50.8 seconds to go in the third. Crucial possession for the Tigers, second and goal on the Monroe City 10-yard line. We'll take a break with them and be back in 30 seconds to see if Macon can score here at Glory 97 and CentralOinfo.com. 50 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Macon and Monroe City tied at 12. Second and goal for Macon on the Monroe City 10-yard line. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Out of the huddle and timeout. Empty backfield, Nash Waller. He's got four receivers near side and one on the far side. The lone receiver far side, Timmy Watts. Sends Edwards in motion near side. Fakes the handoff. Over the middle. Wide open. Waddle into the end zone. Do they signal touchdown? They say he's down right at the 1. He was on that goal line. And that will bring up third and goal from the 1. That was a close one. Of course, we don't have the luxury of replay at the high school football level, but you could make the case that Waddle caught that in the end zone and got hit from behind the play, pushed forward, but the officials say he's down at the one. Third and goal from the one, 25 seconds to go in the third, tie ball game, 12-12. Waller under center, and Monroe City moves before the snap.
Down on the play.
It was going to be a quarterback sneak by Waller under center. And John Saxbury may have moved too soon, trying to anticipate the snap, and they will call offsides at the one. So this will be a half the length.
Move the ball half the distance to the goal.
And it will remain third down. 19 seconds to go in the third.
Third and inches.
And Macon is just going to let the clock run down to end the third quarter and gets a hearty clap from their head coach, Pete Class. 12-12 is the tie ball game here between Macon and Monroe City. Macon will have the ball at the Monroe City half-yard line, and it will be third down when we get back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Inside the 1 yard line.
We will flip the field here to start the fourth quarter. It's a 12-12 tie between Macon and Monroe City. Two undefeated teams here in Class 2. Macon has the ball on the Monroe City half yard line. It's third and goal. Macon now moving right to left on your radio dial, right at the goal line. Waller will start in the gun. He's got Edwards staggered. Behind him is left, two receivers far side, one on the near, and there's some movement again on the line. See what these officials say. Both defensive and offensive linemen move. Getting a little bit antsy. We saw Monroe City offsides to force that ball to be on the half-yard line. We'll see what the call is here. Officials conferring again. Referee Dion Manley, the official wearing the white hat tonight. Umpire Shane Owen, linesman Jared Bethel, line judge Brandon Nutt, and back judge Henry Hafing. And they're standing in a circle at about the 3 yard line talking about this call. And it will be a false start on Macon. So they will be pushed back 5 yards. They'll be placed on the 5 yard line. Third down and goal from the Monroe City 5. Time is not gone down to start quarter number 4. We still have 12 minutes to go. 12-12 tie. Every inch matters right now for both of these teams. We saw two turnovers in the first half from Monroe City, leading to one touchdown from Macon. And Monroe City is able to use their running game to move down the field on the Macon defense back in the third quarter to score their game-tying touchdown. Ivy Huddle. It will be Waller in the gun. Two receivers near side. He's got Edwards to his left. Monroe City showing blitz. They bring it. It's an option pitch near side. Edwards shakes a tackler in the backfield. Inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Macon! 5 yard touchdown run by Kevin Edwards. Puts Macon ahead by a touchdown with 11:51 to go in the game.
Macon 18, Monroe City 12.
18-12 is the score to start quarter number 4 here from Lankford Field. Macon going for two. Waller will be in the gun. Two receivers far side, one on the near. Justin Hayes, the far side wide receiver. Edwards to Waller's right. Waller, shotgun snap, option, pitches inside this time. The point conversion is good. Got Davis, the recipient of the shovel pitch. And that's the first two-point conversion either team has scored today. And that puts Macon up 20-12 with 11:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with him. Be back in 60 seconds. Monroe City has the ball next when we get back on Glory 97.
Macon 20, Monroe City 12.
Timmy Watts will be kicking off from his own 40-yard line after the 5-yard Kevin Edwards touchdown run, making up 20-12 here with 11:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you, Glory 97, or online centralmoinfo.com. The Watts kick, line drive caught at the 30-yard line. Blake Hayes, they're going to do a pitch to Osborne at the 30, near side, hit at the 35, and brought down falling backwards. And they will spot the ball at the 34-yard line. Hayes, the quarterback for Monroe City, got the kickoff, so a smart move to hand it off back to receive Zach Osborne. They gained about 4 yards of where Hayes caught that ball. So first and 10 for Monroe City, now down 8. Ball placed on their own 34-yard line. Hayes 2 for 3 today, 35 yards through the air. His three passes were more than he has passed it all season long up to this point. And he goes under center. He's got bats behind him. Handoff sweeps near side as Osborne across the 40, 45. Spun out of bounds at about the 49-yard line, but a flag flies in the backfield. This may be a hold on Monroe City coming back. They're going to spot this ball at midfield. We'll see what these officials call. And it will be holding against Monroe City. So that will be a spot foul. We'll see where they push this holding call back. The flag is at about the 34-yard line. So if that was the case, they would be pushed all the way back to the 24. And I think that is where they're going to put this ball. So Monroe City pushed back 10 yards on their first play of the drive. It will be first and 20 from their own 24-yard line. 11:36 remaining in the game. Monroe City down 20-12. So that negates about a 15-yard run by Zach Osborne. A lot of ground to make up right now for the Panthers. Ball on the near side hash. First and 20, Hayes under center. Their own 24-yard line. Batzel behind him. Bottoms and Osborne in the backfield as well. Bottoms in motion. Hayes back to pass. He throws far side to the sidelines just in front of Zach Osborne, being covered tightly by Blake Class. That was around midfield. That would have been a huge gain for about 25 yards, and it was just out of the reach of the senior receiver, Zach Osborne. So that will bring up second down and 24, Monroe City. Monroe City, as we've talked about all game, not really a passing team. Hayes has thrown it 4 times so far tonight. Second and 20 from their own 24. 11:30 to go in the game. Monroe City down 20-12. Hayes under center. Bottoms in motion. The handoff goes to Osborne up the middle. He goes stopped by a line of Macon defenders. No gain on that carry to bring up third and 20. Clock continues to tick now at 11:15. So no gain on the run by Zach Osborne. The defensive line by Macon has been pretty solid tonight. Again, led by Seth Bray.
Third and 19 for the Panthers.
Caden Phillips on the line as well. Third and 20, Monroe City from their own 24. 10:45 to go in the game. They're down a touchdown. The handoff, Osborne reverses to Bottoms. He finds space up the middle, cuts, and sprints forward to the 31-yard line, 7-yard gain, and that will be fourth down and about 13. And it looks like Monroe City will punt. Smart decision there by David Kirby and company. 10:20 to go. Clock continues to tick here in the fourth. Macon will get this ball back, already up a touchdown. Kevin Edwards back to receive for the Tigers. Standing at his own 45, Logan Bulig will be punting. A line drive over and kick falls out of bounds on the far side sidelines at about the Macon 46-yard line. So that's where the Tigers will start their drive. Already up a touchdown with 10:07 to go in the fourth. I want to thank a few of our sponsors. Rollmeyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, and JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City. Also, don't forget to hang out with us at the end of the game. We'll be giving out our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency. First and 10 from 8, their own 49. Right to left go the Tigers as Ash Waller is in the gun. Hands off to Edwards, sweeps far side, cuts it back upfield. Now back to the outside he goes, down the far side sidelines, inside the 40, takes three defenders to hit him out of bounds. They will spot this ball at the 36-yard line, 15-yard carry by Kevin Edwards. He now has 125 yards on the ground. The third game this season, he's rushed for over 110 yards. 9:56 remaining here in the game. Macon in control at the Monroe City 36. First and 10. Waller is in the gun. Edwards to his right. He's got two receivers near side and one far. In motion is Gus Davis to the near side. Handoff Edwards sweeps near side. Turns the corner at the 35 and spun in. Brought down. Escapes that tackle now to the 30. And he gets inside the 30-yard line. Sneaky move by Kevin Edwards. Down to the 29-yard line, a 6-yard carry by the senior. And that will bring up second down and about four. Clock now under 9.5 to go in the game. Macon really in no rush right now, but head coach Pete Klass, I'm sure, is wanting an insurance touchdown with his team up 20-12. Ball on the near side hash. Second and 4 for Macon on the Monroe City 29, moving right to left. Waller in the gun. He's got Mitchell to his left. He's back to pass. Blitz coming. He throws a nice screen to Reichberg in the middle of the field. And inside the 30, he goes to the 26. That will be probably a 3-yard pass on the screen. He's tackled in the middle of the field to bring up a third down and one or two, depending on where they spot this ball. It will be third and 1. 8:45 to go. Clock continues to tick. Once they snap this ball, there's 15 seconds on the play clock. They'll be at about 8:15 to go in the game. Macon spreads out. Three receivers far side, one near. Waller in the gun. He's back to pass. Quick pass near side to Lewis. And that's caught at about the 22-yard line. And that will be good enough for the first down. They're going to spot him at the 23, a 9-yard pass from Waller to Lewis.
First down for the Tigers.
So Macon has itself another first down. Clock now running after they move the chains. It's at 8:20 to go in the game. making up 20-12. First and 10 for the Tigers on the Monroe City 27. Ball in the near hash. Waller is in the gun. He gets the snap and holds it out for Edwards. Handoff. Sweeps far side, trying to maneuver around some blockers. Finally turns the corner at the last second. Inside
Edwards,
the 20. And he gets down to about the 16-yard line. And that will bring up second down and about a 6-yard carry. Edwards now has 137 yards on 18 carries. Again, that's unofficial. But he has had himself a very good night, also a rushing touchdown. 7:40 to go here in the game. 20-12, Macon's lead. It's ball, second and four on the Monroe City 15. Waller is in the gun. He gets the snap, turns to his right, hands off to his wide open up the middle, and he struts into the end zone untouched. 15. Edwards puts Macon up two scores with 7:30 to go in the game. That's Edwards' second touchdown run of the game. He's now over 150 yards on 19 carries. Making now up 26-12. The Tigers go up for two with Waller in the gun, directing traffic as he moves Edwards over from the right to the left. And he's got new receivers, but he is back to pass. Flush far side, looking to the end zone, still holding on to it. And he's strung out of bounds. He flips it into the end zone, but he has run out of bounds before he had the opportunity to make the throw. So the two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains 26-12 in favor of Macon. 7:30 to go in the game, and Monroe City will get the ball when we get back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 or online at centralbowinfo.com. Will once again kick off for Macon from the 40-yard line. 26-12, Macon's lead. Outside kick, bouncing Nolan well under his grasp, and it's recovered by Macon. Blaze balls on it, and the officials are going to give Macon the ball. Oh, my goodness. Macon going for the onside kick, up two scores, and it's a good call because they get it right back at the Monroe City 48-yard line. It went right under Nolan Pennywell's reach. It went the designated 10 yards across midfield. So Macon once again in Monroe City territory. Up 14. What a play call by Pete Klass. 16th year coaching Macon. So Waller will be in the gun. 7:29 to go in the game. He's got two receivers on each side, play action, Waller to pass, looking, has time, now pressured, flush near side, he's going to keep it across the 45 and falls forward to the 40. 7-yard carry, Ash Waller, smart move by the senior to not force anything. Waller with 47 yards on the ground carrying.
An official timeout on the field.
There's an official's timeout on the field. And it doesn't look like anyone is hurt, but I think they're going to call for a water break. 7:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. 26-12 is Macon's lead. They went with a gutsy onside kick up two scores, and it paid off. They recovered it. And so now this is their drive. They're at the Monroe City 40-yard line. It will be second and about two, as there is a player down. So we will take a break and be back with more in 30 seconds here on Glory 97. CentralMoInfo.com, 26-12, Macon's lead. And it's 2 minutes to go in the game when we get back. So it was Nolan Pennywell who was helped off the field. He got injured right in front of the Monroe City sideline. They helped him off, and he's getting tended to on the sideline. So we are back to action. It's second and two for Macon on the Monroe City 40. Handoff, Dominic Mitchell. He scampers up the middle, gets a couple yards inside the 40 to the 36-yard line for a gain of four, and that will be good enough for the first down. Macon gets a fresh set of downs. They're going to put this at the Monroe City 37-yard line. Clock now under 7 minutes, 6:50 to go. That's 45 remaining in the game. 6-12 is the lead. Making a half ball because of an onside kick. Couple plays ago. Waller in the gun. Hand off Mitchell up the middle. He has room to in the secondary inside the 30. Down to the 28-yard line. A 9-yard carry by Dominic Mitchell. The junior has not had a ton of carries. That was his third carry in the game. But in his last game, he scored 2 touchdowns each. He has 4 touchdowns on a year. And that brings up second down. And about one for Macon on the Monroe City 28-yard line. There's 6 minutes now to go in the game. Waller's in the gun. He's got two receivers far side, one near. Mitchell to his left. The handoff goes to Mitchell. Stops the backfield, wrapped up and brought down. Hunter Lilly getting into the backfield quickly and wrapping up Mitchell for the loss. That will bring up third down and about five with 5.5 to go in the game.
20 Gage Bottoms also there for the Panthers.
Lilly has been relatively quiet tonight. He's the team's lead returning tackler on Monroe City. He was off district as a linebacker last year. And he gets that tackle for loss for a 4-yard loss. Third and five for Macon on the Monroe City 32. 5 minutes to go in the game. Macon up 2 touchdowns. Waller's in the gun. Turns to his left. Hands it off to Mitchell. Trying to go far side. Wrapped up by the ankles and brought down at about the 30-yard line. A gain of two.
Mitchell again on the carry. First champion there was number 5, Damian Holland.
Clock continues to tick. 4:45 now remaining in the game. Ball on the Monroe City 30-yard line.
Fourth down and three.
And Macon will be going for it now. Up 2 touchdowns. Might as well try something in Monroe City territory. Fourth and three. Play clock down to 5. Macon still huddled up. We'll probably see them call a timeout now. And indeed they do before the play clock reaches zero. 4:11 to go in the game. 26-12, Macon ahead. It's fourth and three for them when we get back in 30 seconds.
In the Monroe City JV football team, they host the South Shelby Cardinals.
4:11 left here in the game. 26-12 is the Macon lead. They have the ball on the Monroe City 30-yard line. It's 4th and 3. I believe they will be going for it here. They have the ball right now because of an onside kick that they had probably about 5 plays ago after scoring a touchdown to put them up 2 scores. Gutsy play call by Pete Klass worked out for the Tigers, and they are in total control of this game.
Monday, our Lady Panthers will be traveling to Centralia.
Play clock starts. Game clock at 4:11. Waller out of the huddle is in the gun. He's got 2 receivers near side, 1 far. The junior, Dominic Mitchell, the running back to his left. Monroe City shows blitz. Puts Enyard in motion, and it's an option near side. Pitch goes to Mitchell, cuts back upfield, hit hard inside the 30-yard line to the 29. That will not be good enough for the first down, so it will be a turnover on downs back to Monroe City with 4:05 to go in the game. Barry on the tackle. This game over for Monroe City just yet. They can get a quick score, and as we've seen, an onside kick could work.
Panthers take over on down.
But those 2 turnovers back in the first half, first quarter, certainly hurt this team. It allowed Macon to score first, get on the board first, and it really has been Monroe City playing catch up the rest of the game. First and 10 for Monroe. Left to right they go on their own 28-yard line. Hayes under center. Batzel behind him. Snap goes to Hayes. He rolls out to the side, looks to the side, and he throws. And out of the reach of Kendrick O'Brien, out of bounds on the near side sideline to bring up 2nd and 10. Clock stops at 4:01.
Second down 10 for the Panthers.
Coming into this game, Hayes, 2 for 10 through the air. He has thrown 4 times tonight, 2 for 4 for 35 yards. Out of the huddle, 2nd and 10 for Monroe City on their own 28. Hayes under center. Gage bottoms, Batzel behind him, Osborne gets the handoff, sweeps near side, and he tries to turn the corner, wrapped up and brought down. Flags fly, though. There are flags on the field as Osborne tackled at about the 31 or 32-yard line.
32, he's number 72.
We'll see what this call entails.
Seth Bray is 77.
They're going to credit Seth Bray on the tackle. We'll be holding on Monroe, so they will push 10 yards. It will bring up 2nd and 20, depending on where the foul was. So they will move the ball back to the 3-yard line. So it will be 2nd and 15, because that is a spot foul. Not the direction you want to be moving if you're Monroe City right now, down 26-12, 3:45 to go in this game. Clock continues to tick. Hayes under center from his own 24, 2nd and 20. Fakes the bootleg, far side. Hayes looks downfield. He throws near side, Antoine Battle, and it's incomplete. He was fighting with Colby Vincent on the far side. And great defensive play by the senior. 3rd down and 15 with 3:32 to go in the game. Monroe City, really, most of the passes that they do run are bootlegs for Hayes. Because they do run so much, they can get the defense to buy on a fake run. But again, he's not used as much as a throwing quarterback, and they have used him now for 5 throws, 2 for 5, 35 yards.
3rd down and 16 for the Panthers.
3.5 to go, 3rd down play. Another bootleg far side. Hayes, reverse throw near side to Osborne. Catches it at the 20. Follows Saxbury, his blocker, across the 25. And he's spun down at about the 29-yard line, a 5-yard pass. That will bring up 4th down. Watts was credited with the tackle. They will put this at just about the 30-yard line, a 6-yard pass, and it will be 4th and about 10.
It's going to be 4 and 9, Monroe City.
And they're going to punt here. Logan Bulick back to punt. Nolan Vermaken back to receive. He's punting from his own 20. High kick end over end. It's a short one going to land at just about Macon's 45 and take a Macon, or excuse me, a Monroe sim roll down to the Macon 41-yard line with 2:35 to go in this game. It is all in Macon's control, up 26-12. If the score holds, Monroe City will fall to 3-1. It will be their first loss since 2016, and Macon will go to 4-0 for the first time since 2016. And we talked about in the pregame, these teams have had pretty good battles over the years. Macon is 7-1 against Monroe City in the last 8 years. Monroe City won last year's game to break that 7-game winning streak by Macon. If they win tonight, they will be 8-1 against Monroe City in the last 8 years. Handoff goes to Edwards from Macon 41, spun around in the backfield at the 40 for a 1 yard loss. Lillian Saxbury on the tackle. To bring up second down and 11 for Macon. Clock continues to run with 2:20 to go in the game.
Loss of a yard.
Justin Hayes comes back in. It's a good win by Macon. They really have had control for most of this game. Second and 11 from their own 40. Under 2 minutes now to go in the game, making up 26-12. Waller in the gun. It's a designated quarterback run near side. He gets into some open space across the 45 down to the 48. That will be, they're going to spot him at the 47 for a 7 yard gain. And a timeout called by Monroe City with 1:42 remaining here in the game. It will be third and 4 coming up for Macon. We'll take the break with them. Be back in 30 seconds. Macon's ball, third, about 4, with 1:42 remaining. There are 26-12 on Monroe City here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. In this one, Macon has the 26-12 lead over Monroe City. Both these, and it is looking like Monroe City will stay, or excuse me, Macon will stay undefeated with this game pretty much in their control. Third and 3 for Macon on their own 48-yard line. Waller in the gun. He's got Edwards to his left. And three receivers far side. A whistle pre-snap, and we had some movement. Going to be a false start on Macon, so this ball will be pushed back 5 yards. Third and 8 now for the Tigers. Ball placed on their own 43-yard line. Up next for both of these teams, Macon will play Moberly next week. We'll have that game on Quicks. That will be a fun one. Macon, the score holds. Macon will be 4-0. It's the Class 3 Moberly team. One 41 to go in the game. Macon ahead 26-12. Third and 7 for the Tigers on their own 43-yard line. Edwards in motion far side. Fake handoff. Waller takes it up the middle himself. Follows his blockers into the secondary across midfield. He goes to the 49-yard line. Not good enough for the first down, but a whistle and another timeout called by Monroe City head coach David Kirby. 1:29, the clock is stopped. 26-12 is Macon's lead. We'll take a 30-second break with him and be back with more here on Glory 97 or online at CentralMoInfo.com. 1:29 to go here in this game. 26-12 is Macon's lead. Monroe City has used all of their timeouts in this half. Will be Macon ball, 4th and 1 on the Monroe City 49-yard line. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you listening to the end of this one here on regional radio. Looks like Macon will most likely walk away the winner here, up 2 scores with a 90 seconds to go. Waller up to the line. Saxbury jumped it. That will be offsides, so Macon will get the first down here. It's the second time Saxbury has jumped the snap after Waller goes up under center trying to do a quarterback sneak. Saxbury got a little too excited, and so Macon will get the first down, and that will most likely do it with 1:29 on the clock. Ball placed on the Monroe City 44-yard line. First win for Macon against Monroe City in 2 years. It will be the first time Macon goes 4-0 in 2 years. And they will now be 8-1 over Monroe City in the last 8 years. Officials making sure everything is okay. Macon in victory position. Waller gets the snap, takes a knee with the left knee, and lets the clock run down at 1:25 here in the fourth.
Waller takes a knee.
Caden Phillips, Sean Saxbury shaking hands, showing good sportsmanship. Game clock at 1:08, play clock at 24, so we'll see a couple more snaps here. But all around good game for Macon. They hold the defending state Class 1 champions to 12 points, score 26 of their own. Clock now at 48 seconds. Waller steps up under center and takes the snap, takes one more knee, and we will do this one more time before this game is over. To 26-12 will be your final score here from Monroe City High School. Monroe City will fall to 3-1 on the year. Macon will go to 4-0 and more likely than not be ranked next week as he takes the final knee, and that will just about do it. Macon walks away with a road victory over the number 3 ranked Monroe City Panthers. They move on to 4-0, remain undefeated. Monroe City now at 3-1. And that Macon-Moberly game next week, which we will have on regional radio, is going to be a lot of fun. We'll take one more quick break, and afterwards we'll name the player of the game and go through the stats. 26-12, Macon with the win over Monroe City here on Glory 97.
That's a 7 p.m. kickoff.
Macon the victors here from Lankford Field, 26-12. They beat Monroe City and moved to 4-0, and Monroe City will drop to 3-1 on the year. Ben Wittenstein with you here going over some final stats. On the Macon side, Nash Waller, 14 passes, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kevin Edwards had 2 touchdowns on the ground, 152 yards rushing on 19 carries. Pretty impressive night from the senior and kind of the senior backfield of Waller and Edwards. On the Monroe City side, Blake Hayes, 2 for 6 for 41 yards. Zach Osborne had a rushing touchdown, 64 yards on 6 carries. Keenan Batzel led his team in rushing yards, 10 carries, 90 yards. And Gage Bottoms had a 10-yard reception, and so did Nolan Pennywell. He had to leave the game towards the end of the fourth quarter with what looked like a leg injury, so we wish him the best. And it's time to name our player of the game, brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency, Farmers Insurance of Moberly, for all your needs, auto, home, life, and more in Moberly. Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency. We'll give it to the senior, Kevin Edwards. 19 carries, 152 yards, and 2 touchdowns unofficially for the senior, and he helped this Macon team get ahead and stay ahead. He also had some pretty good tackles on the defensive side of the ball. So that'll do it here from Lankford Field at Monroe City High School. Macon comes away with the win, 26-12. They remain undefeated at 4-0 and play Moberly next week on regional radio. And Monroe City drops to 3-1 on the year. For Ben Wittenstein here, Stuart Cox back in the studio. Thanks to him for board hopping this one.